Tuesday night, or Liyud Zion Iyar. We're going to do a little Chayvus Halvavus here. And we're up to Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is things to think about, according to the Chayvus Halvavus. And if you end up not thinking about it, then we might as well skip the whole Shaar, because the whole point is things you know, and things, but you have to think about them, and think about the ramifications of that reality. Because everyone knows Hashem exists, and Hashem is watching us, and Hashem sees what we're doing. But are you willing to live with the ramifications of that knowledge? So that's what Shaar Asiri is. Cheshbon Asiri, the 10th. He has 30 things in this parak that you should think about. So the yisod of the Shaar is to think about things. That's what the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh is. It's not the classic understanding of Cheshbon HaNefesh, what the Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh made famous, that you go every night with your little book and you mark off different midos. And really, the Gemara uses the word Cheshbon in that context, Bo Nechashev Cheshbono Shalolom. If you know, by right, the Gemara, make a cheshbon if it's worth it. If it's worth it to do the Aveira, it's a loinzach to not do the mitzvah. But the Gemara doesn't use the words cheshbon hanefesh. It's close enough, you know, it says cheshbono shalolam. But the Chavis HaLovitz does not use it in that sense at all. And he said in the Hagdomen, in the first few prakim, the Iker is to stimulate your thinking, that you should think about things. You shouldn't just not think. So in this parak, he gives us 30 things to think about that are going to change your life if you think about them. So number 10 is to think about that Hashem really is watching you, and he's watching the outside. And that's pretty powerful in itself, because we all act differently when someone's watching us. Even if someone walks into the room and sits himself down there and watches me, I'm going to act differently than if I'm all alone. But someone is always watching you, that's his point. And that's even if Hashem would just be a video camera. But Hashem, it's much scarier than that. Hashem knows what we're thinking. Hashem knows what our motivations are. Hashem knows if we're being lazy. Hashem knows if we're doing it to get back at the other guy. Hashem, he knows everything that's going on inside our kishkas. We talked last night, what about if I don't even know? How responsible can I be held for that? Okay, that was last night's talk. Again, this number 10 is pretty encompassing, because each thing in itself deserves a whole speech and a whole talk. That Hashem is not only watching you, and not only knows what's in your innermost, not just he can read your thoughts, he's not like a mind reader at a circus. He's a mind reader. He knows like your kishkas. He knows what motivates you. He knows why you're doing things. Because like this, you can tell but Hashem knows why you did it. And now he says, Hashem, what we say in Zichronos, Atos Zocheres Kol HaNishkochos, Hashem remembers everything we did. We forgot already, a long time ago, we forgot. But Hashem remembers, and you're going to say, oh my, that happened 30 years ago, isn't it like a statute of limitations or something? We go, no, not. And what you're thinking about, it could be Ritzuyos. If you want to take a walk, I'm a big Demillos, that's how I'll suggest. You're taking a walk, I'm very big on walking, and he said, you think about how wonderful it is that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. You can think about that, nothing's stopping you. There's no mitzvah, Zechiras, Yetzias, Mitzrayim now at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? But you could think about that Hashem is great, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, and you'll get schar for that. That's what Chagdolovitz is saying. That's his interpretation of Chagdolovitz. And you'll get schar for that. Hashem knows what's going on in your mind. Unfortunately, Vahamagunos, he knows what's going on in your mind. Things that are not so appropriate. And the Yiyatomid B'matzav Shel Yira Mimenu, you'll be Kone Yiras Hashem, which nowadays people are not too happy with that, but that's what the Chavis HaLovitz says. You'll be afraid of Hashem. You'll be afraid. Nothing wrong with being afraid. You gotta throw some fear into the mix. To some degree, because we're not afraid of anything. Hashem loves me. So that's cool. That's what it says in the Rav in Pirkei Avos. It says, "Al tiu kavodim amishamshin asarav shalom and aslakabul pras alavu blah blah blah," and then it says, "Vehi moira shemayim aleichem." So the Rav in Pirkei Avos is beautiful. Sums up all of life there. He says, "You have to go with ava and yira. Because if you just go with ava, you'll end up doing things. Avod mi ava, avod mi yira, avod mi yira." And if you get overly familiar with Hashem, and you're too often saying Hashem will understand and Hashem loves me, and why would Hashem not want me to pick up this wallet with $1 million in it just because it's Shabbos and there's an Issa Muktzah, but look how much stock I could give, and so on and so forth. So that's Ava. That's Yira. So you have to throw the fear of God into the guy. That's how we even talk. We say, "I'll throw the fear of God into him." But if you just have Yira, then you can end up being Boet. As it says in the Rav, you'll end up going to the park. Because the human being can't stand the matzav of just Yira. He wants to feel happy. He wants to feel success. He wants to feel fulfilled. He wants to feel like he's doing something worthwhile. He can't live with just Yira. So if you just have Yira, you're going to end up being Boet. So Da'ashata Ohev, Eina Ohev Boet. An Ohev, if you love Hashem, then you're not going to be Boet. And if you fear Hashem, I forgot what the Lashon of the Rav is, you're not going to become overly familiar. Just have a good time. Okay, so that's why nowadays I feel, you know, there's a loss of Yira. No Yira. Somewhere along the line, around 30, 40 years ago, someone turned off the Yira Shemayim, the Yira spigot. And now just Ava. That's what they teach, to have Ava. Okay, but the Mechavis HaLovus wants you to have Yira. That's gonna be the ramification of thinking about that Hashem is watching you. It's very, very normal and very, very logical. The ramification and the totza'ah of thinking that Hashem is watching you and knows what your motivations are and knows your deepest thoughts and knows what you're thinking about and what you're thinking of, you're going to be scared. When you think about that, you're going to chap a pachad. You say, "Oh my goodness," right? When you find out there was a video camera in the room, your first thought is you're terrified. Terrified. What did I do? What did I do at that point in time? What did I do? And you start thinking about all your actions and what was captured on the camera and what the guy saw. So you're afraid. And he'll work on things. This is the famous Chavis Halvavis Mahalach. We learned it 100 times already. That he likes to give real life examples of interrelationships between people or between Melech and our relationship with Hashem. Because he's very happy if we could understand the point by thinking about how we would act with our friends. So he says here, Ilu Hishkefal Avodim, if someone was watching you, just the guy in the corner, a bum off the street, you'll never see him again. I guarantee you, you can act differently because he's watching you. Ilu Hishkefal Avodim, Vishama Al Tanuos of Tamid. And he's like observing every move you make. Would you do something that's against his grain? If you had a debt of gratitude towards him for something he did for you, even though he's just a peer, Kal v'chomer, even more so, Mahoya Adono. Kal v'chomer mikalela, kasher boru hu hamashkef olav. He's watching you. Kal v'chayvandum, chayavayimu lehizbayesh mimenu, lehikolayim v'lachbom, yipon of your embarrassed. That's what the Pasuk says. by after the Kabbalah Satora, Moshe Rabbeinu says, remember my Min HaSinai Lamantia, you know, Yiras Hashem Al Pneichem. Rashi says Zubusha. The Yiras Hashem Al Pneichem, it manifests itself as Busha, embarrassment. You're ashamed to do something wrong. You're ashamed. So he says, Kamachaybu is bayish memenu, v'likonis v'lachbar miponov, to be ashamed. Lishomer milamroso, make sure you don't do anything against his will. Ulamar el mishmato, v'lgorme ritzono, v'alvoso. Okay, stop here.